There was a time when the National Rifle Association was known, mostly, for promoting gun safety and personal ownership of firearms. These days, the NRA is better known as an uncompromising political force. It defends its interpretation of the Second Amendment and works to defeat politicians it sees as enemies. Now, this transition has happened over several decades. NPR's Don Gagne looks at one early and telling race that signaled the change.
Congressman Mike Sinar was just 28 years old when he went to Washington. A Democrat from Muskogee, yes, Oklahoma still sent Democrats to Congress back then. In those early years, Sinar counted the NRA among his supporters.
What we're looking at here in terms of the letter is
that's Nathan Girth of the University of Oklahoma reading a letter from 1980 found among boxes and boxes of documents from Sinar's career.
The National Rifle Association's Political Victory Fund is pleased to announce its endorsement of Congressman Mike Sinar for the re-election from Oklahoma's 2nd District.
But the honeymoon did not last. After the assassination attempt on President Reagan in 1981 and several mass shootings, Sinar supported stricter gun laws. Here he is on the House floor in 1993.
The Brady Bill, my colleagues, was introduced in 1987. 6 long, murderous years have passed. 100,000 of our best and brightest citizens have been killed by handguns since it was first introduced.
He would also co-sponsor the ban on assault weapons. The NRA responded by pouring cash and energy into defeating him. They backed Democrats to oppose him in primaries. In 92, Sinar's opponent used that support, including full-page ads funded by the NRA, to force a runoff in the primary. At the University of Oklahoma, Nathan Girth points to the headlines on one of those now yellowing newspaper ads.
You see point blank that the NRA Political Victory Fund is making some bold statements about Sinar. Right up front, it's saying he's not only anti-hunter, anti-gun, but he's anti-Oklahoman.
Sinar survived that runoff, but in 94, another Democratic challenger. Sinar would defend himself in ads like this one, again from the University of Oklahoma archive.
He's not afraid to make powerful enemies if it means standing up for the people of Oklahoma. Mike Sinar. For Congress.
Painted as too liberal, Sinar lost the primary to a retired school principal named Virgil Cooper, who would himself go on to lose in November. The NRA did back then something it has since perfected. It got its voters out in large numbers, making guns a hot button issue. Gene Wallace worked for Mike Sinar in those years. He says they didn't fully appreciate that Sinar's votes on gun control would hurt him.
We did dismiss it because it wasn't a part of the public square debate. There wasn't anybody calling our office or wasn't anybody coming to our office and saying, hey, we're fearful that someone's going to take our guns.
The NRA declined a request for comment. There is a tragic end to Mike Sinar's story. Less than a year after his defeat, he was diagnosed with cancer and died in 1996. He was 45 years old. President Bill Clinton spoke at the memorial service.
And if I hadn't been elected president, he never would have had to vote on that assault weapons ban.
Clinton added,
he always had that wonderful saying, you know, that if you don't want to fight fires, don't be a fireman. If you don't want to cast votes, don't be a congressman.
That audio from the William J. Clinton Presidential Library. In the decades since, the NRA has escalated its political activity. It wins by painting its opponents as out of touch with the values of their district. In 1994, Congressman Mike Sinar was among the first to learn that. Don Gagne, NPR News.